Rebel Yell Podcast here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. I was caught off guard because this is sort of a special edition of the Rebel Yell Podcast. We are saluting our WPIO Baseball Player of the Week as we are midway through the PIAA playoffs, two rounds down, two rounds remaining. Monday semifinals, Thursday and Friday, the state championships at Penn State University. And our player of the week is senior Miguel Hugues of Shaler. He's kind enough to join us, as is his coach, Brian Junker, joining us as well to talk about the young man to his right. Miguel, congratulations on a big week and all the success that you've had at Shaler High School.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you some questions, very, very, very limited Spanish. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
All right.
You know, in case you know, your family and friends in Caracas, Venezuela are watching. If they are, they're going to be laughing. So, okay. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú?
Sí. Don't ask me anything back. ¿Dónde está?
En el campo de Shaler.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And ¿te gusta jugar al baseball?
Sí.
Sí. Big C. No mas. I'm done. Right. That's 4 years of high school Spanish right there. Congratulations again. Let's talk about your English, which is excellent. Has it been tough to learn since coming over from Venezuela to Shaler Township?
Yeah, in the beginning, it was kind of hard because I didn't know anything. It was like, hi, or how are you? And that's it. But yeah, I got a lot better, and yeah, I'm happy with it.
You came over to the United States with your cousin, right, Brian Rincon.
Yeah.
Has it been, are you pleased with the decision that was made to come here to the United States and play your high school ball?
Yeah, 100%. At the beginning, I like didn't want to come here. I wanted to play in Venezuela, you know. But when I came here, I knew it was like a good decision, you know.
Did you have family here? Did you know anybody outside of Brian when you came here?
Nah.
Wow.
I mean, that's parents tough. Were here, like mom, dad, and sister, but they live in North Carolina. So I came here to Pittsburgh, and it was just Brian and his uncle.
Okay.
Basically, yeah.
Have you learned in your time here in Pittsburgh how to wave a terrible towel?
Nah.
I don't think he knows one.
Nah, I don't know what that is.
Do you follow outside? Do you follow the Steelers in football or the Penguins in hockey at all?
Nah, not really.
Nah, you're baseball, yeah. Right? All right, so let's talk about the championship, the WPIL championship game. You guys, great showdown, much anticipated showdown between Shaler and Bethel Park. One of the biggest crowds that I've seen in my many years of covering the baseball championships at Wild Things Park. When you go out there to pitch in that championship environment and with all those fans in attendance, were you nervous?
No.
Not at all.
No.
I heard you had family and friends watching our broadcast from home.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, were they pretty excited?
Oh, yeah. After the game, I had a lot of texts, like congrats and stuff. Like, we're happy for you, you know.
Brian, is that one of his strengths, the fact that big game, big pressure, butterflies churning for most people, and yet it's business as usual for him?
Yeah. Coach Yeckel was talking to me about the other day. He said, do you think he gets nervous? And without hesitation, I said, No. I think the bigger the game, the better he is. I sometimes worried about him in March when we were playing a team that, you know, maybe wasn't putting the pressure on us and there was hardly anybody there, a little bit chilly. But no, as it gets hotter and more fans are there, I feel like he plays better.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys beat Bethel Park. You were a tremendous performance by yourself and your teammates, a very convincing victory over a very good team. So you guys come into the state playoffs. I'll ask you first, Brian. You know, there's always that concern of the WPIL letdown, no matter what sport it is. Once you win that WPIL championship, coaches have a natural concern that there's going to be a bit of a letdown once the state playoffs begin. Was that the case for you and your staff?
I mean, we are aware of that. But as soon as that game was over, our staff went back to work. I can't remember if we practiced the next day or not, but our job is to push them harder so it doesn't happen. And I do know this, a team's going to have to come out and beat us. It isn't going to be because we are thinking we're the champs or thinking that we're better than everybody. We respect everybody. We lifted from 10 to 11 today, and we practiced until 1:25. So we got another week to go and another week to get better. That's how we treat each practice, and we're locked in. And if a team's going to have to definitely come out and beat us.
All right. Well, let's talk about this past week. You guys in the PIAA state first round game, you're playing Muhlenberg. Miguel, you get the call to start pitching for the Titans. Didn't last long. You didn't have your best stuff. Coach got you out of there early. How did you feel? Did you know that you didn't have your best stuff early on? Is that something you can feel when you're warming up before the game?
Kind of, I think. But I was like, I'm gonna get it. Like, as the game goes, you know. But it didn't happen. So coach told me to, like, what do you think if I take you out? And I was like, yeah, I think it's a good idea because I don't have my best stuff today. And I chose Colby Weber, and I knew he was going to do well, yeah. You know.
Yeah, Colby did a great job coming in. Muhlenberg only scoring the one run. Tough decision for you, Brian?
Actually, not really. We love our number two and number three guys.
Right.
And sometimes I can feel it, if I'm calling pitches and I can't get guys out, then I'm going with somebody else. And that was the feeling. No excuses, but we did learn something throughout that game, that it wasn't all Miguel's fault that they were hitting his pitches. And we discussed that with our catcher, and we fixed the problem. Just a little bit too late in that game, and Miguel could not recover from that. But we fixed it for Colby, and Colby went in down there and shut them down.
Well, here's the great thing. The mark of a great player is that despite the struggles on the mound early and getting lifted early, you know you trust your teammate Colby, as you mentioned, and he came through in relief. And you didn't let it affect your offense at all. Two hits, a double, four RBI. Miguel, talk a little bit about your offense, your game at the plate in Monday's 7-1 win over Muhlenberg.
I was just thinking to do my job, you know, like get the run in, and it happened.
Yeah. Do you get frustrated? I mean, your reputation precedes you. You had a tremendous first 2 years at Shaler. So there's a lot of teams that will pitch around you or not even pitch to you, will walk you. Does that frustrate you at all?
At the beginning of the year, I was like I can't hit. But what am I going to do? I just have to work on it, and that's it. Yeah.
No, your bat has come around. No question.
Patience is the key for Miguel. Yeah. The more patient he is, the better off he is. And yeah, they were picking at the corner and he wanted to hit, so he was chasing pitches early. But he's figured that out now, and he's back to either walking or hitting doubles.
All right, so Shaler wins, advances to the quarterfinals. You guys play Penn Trafford on Thursday at Gateway. Brian, I'll start with you. Decision to be made, right? Do you come back with Miguel or do you go with Derek, who was lights up in the WPL semifinal victory over Plum? You go with Miguel. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like a blessing in disguise. Now we got Miguel again for the quarterfinals, you know, against a good team, and you have to survive in advance. So the goal was to probably go out there and let him throw three innings or see if he has it or he doesn't. But he had it, and his pitch count was low. He only threw 52 or 55 against Muhlenberg. So he was fresh. We definitely asked him how he feels. And then he was cruising and they only threw 85 pitches versus Penn Trafford. So the goal was to go 3-2-2 with all the guys. But Miguel just put the team on the shoulders and we just rode him.
Yeah. A winning horse to ride, no doubt about it. Miguel, were you excited to get back on the mound after struggling a little bit on Monday?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. What was working for you against Penn Trafford?
Everything.
Oh, there it is.
Thinker, fossil. Yeah.
What are your strengths? What are the pitches that you really rely on?
All of them right now.
And they are what? What's your repertoire?
Fossil, sinker, change, and curve.
Brian, when you're calling the game, I mean, do you rely on all of his repertoire to in certain situations? Or do you like to rely on one thing more than another?
Every game is different. If teams seem like they're prepared for his, say, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, then we know we got to get the curveball over. And once we do that, then the fastball looks even better and they struggle with it. If for some reason, like he doesn't have the curveball, then the changeup is the pitch that game that we use. And then anytime I want a ground ball to short or third, I throw the sinker, and it has some pretty nasty movement.
Yeah. Five hits allowed by Miguel in a complete game victory over a good Penn Trafford team. Two walks, a hit batter, six strikeouts. It was impressive. It was fun to watch. That's for sure. So before we start talking about the semifinal game coming up on Monday, the major league draft is coming up. Your cousin Brian was drafted last summer to Philadelphia. He's playing pro ball. I'm sure that you would like to follow in those footsteps and the footsteps of others from Caracas that have gone on to play major league baseball. But if you're not happy with the situation come draft day, you have a great back, you can always fall back on a great fallback plan, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I told you my English stinks. Alabama, talk about your decision to commit to Alabama.
Well, my summer coach, like he knew the guy, and I went to Alabama when I went to the East Coast Pro, and I like the complex, and the team is good. I know a couple of players that go there, and yeah, I got that decision.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Again, it'd be great if it works out from a pro standpoint, I'm sure as well. So let me ask you a couple of personal questions, and then we'll get to the Monsignor Bonner game coming up on Monday. Has it been the adjustment from Venezuela to the United States? How has that been from a food standpoint? Is the food pretty good here in the United States?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I love food.
What are some of your favorite foods to eat?
Probably Chick-fil-A Panda Express. And there's a Venezuelan place too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. You can't beat Chick-fil-A.
Him and Brian, they eat a lot. I don't know how they do it.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. How have you been embraced by the community? I mean, obviously everybody knows that you're an outstanding baseball player, but has everyone been very helpful, not only in the school district, but really in the entire community?
Yeah. Yeah. They're nice people here.
Do you envision, okay, let's say you have a nice 10, 15 year major league career. You're in your late 30s. You're going to wrap up. You're going to retire at the ripe old age of 38. You have a family. Do you see yourself going back to Venezuela to raise your family, or do you think you may have found a new home here in the U.S.?
Maybe both. You know, yeah. Maybe go a couple of years there and then come back here.
That's a good plan. I mean, you know, Coach Junker has his winter home down south. So, I mean, what the heck, right?
Yeah.
All right. So now what are some of the things you like to do for fun when you're not playing baseball, when you're not doing anything baseball related? What does Miguel like to do for fun?
Probably sleep, eat, and more baseball.
Do you play the video games?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
What's your favorite game to play?
MLB The Show, NBA.
FIFA. Oh, did you say NBA?
Yeah.
All right. Are you any good at basketball?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, good athlete. Probably could play anything your heart desired. So here's the decision, Coach. You got all kind of pitching available Monday afternoon as you make the long trek to Hershey. Do you have, I'm not saying expose your game plan, but do you have your game plan set?
No, not really. It's too early Saturday. I'm going to go home tonight and learn more about the team. And then tomorrow have another good practice. And then finalize that game plan. We threw Weber one inning today live. He looked outstanding. We threw Lees one inning today. He looked outstanding. Miggy was in the pen doing his holds and his band work, putting pounds back in the arm. He says he has no soreness and he feels great. So all three guys are definitely options, and we are not sure what we are going to do. But I can guarantee you one thing, we are going to do what's best to win this game.
What have you learned so far about the District 12 champs?
They have a shortstop who could go in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that our kids will be in awe because, in my opinion, we had a first round shortstop last year that just didn't go in the first round. So we're excited to play against him. I'm sure he has a lot of good teammates, just like Miguel does here. And we'll definitely be prepared for McGonagall, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes, correct.
We also, you know, we know what two arms we could see. Other than that, I don't know much about their hitters. I'm still gathering information from coaches around the state.
Hershey High School, 3:30 on Monday. Shaler, WPIL champs. Monsignor Bonner, District 12 champs. Meeting for a spot in the state championship at Penn State. Brian, as always, we appreciate your help. And Miguel, muy bien.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck to both of you guys on Monday.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.
All right. Brian Junker, Miguel Hugues, our player of the week here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Very, very limited. And he did so well with his English. English is a tough language to learn. I'm still giving it a shot, but good for him. And wish him best of luck come next month in the Major League draft. I have a strong feeling he will be another pro baseball player out of Caracas, Venezuela. They've produced several of them. All right, so we have the Monsignor Bonner-Shaler game on Friday or Monday. Shaler taking care of business against Muhlenberg and against Penn Trafford. The Warriors in round one had defeated Central Mountain, the District 6 champs, 8-5. Brody Hoffman, Brady Lane, Ian Temple, three hits each. Temple with a home run for the Warriors, but their season ends with the loss to Shaler. Hugis, we gave you his numbers. Connor Hamrick, 3-for-3 for Shaler with an RBI in that 4-1 victory. Titans over the Warriors. Penn Trafford season ending at 16-7. Bethel Park won in their first round game. It took 10 innings, but they won 8-2. Evan Holowinski, double home run, 5 RBI. 4 of those RBIs coming on a 10th inning grand slam home run when the Hawks scored 8 of their runs in that 10th inning, then held on to beat Mechanicsburg by a score of 8-2 in 10. But the Hawks, their 2-year reign as PIAA champions ends with a 3-1 loss to Monsignor Bonner. Kevin McGonigal, you heard Coach talking about him, likely a first-round pick, 3-for-3, home run double, 2 RBI for Monsignor Bonner. Gianni Magnotti, the lone RBI for Bethel Park. Hawks season ends at 18-6, and their very impressive 2-year run as state champions also ending with that loss on Thursday. 5A East, Strathaven in the quarterfinals beat Selins Grove 14-3. Panthers are the District 1 champs. Greencastle Antrim, a 1-0 victory over Pocono Mountain East. Greencastle Antrim was the runner-up in District 3, but now into the state semifinals to play Strathaven at Wenger Field in Fredericksburg at 6:30 on Monday. Class 6A, 2 WPIL champions into the 6A bracket in the state playoffs. Both were winners in round one. North Allegheny defeating District 10 champion McDowell by a score of 11-5. They scored 4 runs, the Tigers did, in the 5th inning, 5 in the 7th inning to get as far as 9 of their 11 runs coming late. Owen Shaw, 3 hits, including 2 RBI for the Tigers. Meanwhile, Mount Lebanon's incredible turnaround season continued, a 4-1 win over Manheim Township in round one. Blue Devils score 4 unearned runs in the first inning, and that was it. They didn't have much offense going in that game against Manheim Township. Matthew Delvo goes the distance, a 7-hitter, his 5th complete game of the season in the victory over Manheim Township. Blue Devils continued to soar in the quarterfinals. They beat Springford, another tight one, 5-2 in 9 innings. Jake Tinnemeyer, a 2-run homer, part of that 9th inning that put Mount Lebanon ahead. Matt Delvo doing it with his bat in the quarterfinals, an RBI double for Delvo. So Mount Lebanon now improving to 15-10 on their way to the semifinals. North Allegheny, though, there will be no WPIL rematch. NA loses to Cedar Cliff 2-1. Cedar Cliff's Aiden Fry, 2-run homer in the 6th inning that turns out to be the difference. J.D. Costanzo, the pitcher for North Allegheny, 8 strikeouts. The lone Tigers run scoring on a squeeze bunt by Drew Daugherty, bringing home David Posey. Not enough. Cedar Cliff 2, North Allegheny 1. The Tigers season ends at 17-8. So Cedar Cliff against Mount Lebanon, District 3 champions against District 7 champions. Mount Aloysius College on Monday at 4:30. That's near the Johnstown area, if you're wondering. As far as the East is concerned, District 12 champion Father Judge continues to roll, only one loss in the season. They shut out Central Bucks West in the quarterfinals, 1-0. North Penn from District 1, a 4-3 winner over Bethlehem Liberty in the quarterfinals. So North Penn against Father Judge on Monday at Newman. Hello, Newman University. That's at 3 o'clock in the 6A semifinals. 5A championship is scheduled for Thursday at 4:30 at Penn State. 6A championship Friday at 4:30 at Medlar Field at Lubrano Park. If you want the latest on 4A, 3A, 2A, Class A, check out our Team of the Week podcast. That's with Morgan Singletary and the Hopewell Vikings. All right, that'll do it. Thanks to Miguel Hugues, our Player of the Week, and also Brian Junker for helping out on the podcast. Thanks to Chris Lackner as well. I'm Don Rebel. State semifinals coming up Monday. Follow the action on tribhssn.triblive.com. It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Triblive High School Sports Network.